Time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the gigantic universe around our itty-bitty tiny planet, and also what we can look for in our night skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, for this week's report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
This week's Stargazer, Saturn continues to grace us with its presence in our evening skies till it sets around about 7:30 p.m. in the west. Now, the moon this week is going to be full, so we can expect stargazing to be a little tricky throughout the week.
And this week, we are going to head into Hawaii Volcanoes National Park to another location and researchers who are preparing for potential work on Mars.
That's right. Scientists and students from the University of Hawaii and the University of Idaho are going to be on a mission to study Mars from the lava fields of Hawaii Island. The project is called Basalt, Biologic Analog Science Associated with Lava Terrain.
And so this is different than the Pisces thing that we hear a lot about, right? Where the people are living inside the Mars biodome thing.
It is. This is a completely different project.
And so I'm guessing in this one, similarly, like the other project, they're using Hawaii because it provides similar terrain to Mars.
Absolutely. The lava fields we have here in Hawaii, and specifically those on Mauna Loa and in Volcanoes National Park, are very much like the lava fields on Mars, Venus, and several other places in the solar system.
And what are they looking for with this project, Christopher?
Well, the scientists and students will be looking for rocks that have been changed due to the presence of microorganisms. They're known as altered rocks. Now, microorganisms can change the chemistry of rocks. So by identifying these changes, future astronauts to Mars may be able to detect the presence of life on the red planet.
Now, there's something a little unusual to this one, too, right?
There is indeed. This study will be carried out in what's called a simulation mode. Scientists will work under the same conditions as astronauts to Mars. This means imposing limits on how long they can work for and also the distance they can walk in any given day. They'll have to deal with things such as communication delays with mission control.
Similar to how the other project has limitations with the people living in the dome.
It really is, except with one difference. These guys won't be wearing spacesuits, unlike the high seas people that have to wear the spacesuits when they go out of their habitat.
And these people won't be confined there for a whole year, right?
That's absolutely right.
I think that's an even more important distinction. Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.